Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we have two special guests with us from the Westerly High School. I don't think we've actually had guests in here from Westerly High School before on Conducting Conversations, so we have a lot to catch up on. And officially, we have the artistic director and executive producer of the theater department, I believe would be the correct way to phrase that. Dave DeAngelis is here. Welcome, Dave. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
And is that correct, the correct title, the theater department?
Actually, it's the Theater Scrapbook Company.
Theater Scrapbook Company.
It's
okay.
It's a musical theater club.
Okay. Well, we'll get that straightened out. And with Dave is Ben Barber, who is the director of the upcoming musical Godspell. Welcome, Ben. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
Nice for you to be here and make time to share your information and music with our audience. And tonight we're going to delve into Westerly High School's productions. And I want to start with Dave because you've been doing this more than 5 years now, haven't you?
Yes, a few more. I started when I first started teaching in Westerly in 1981. So it's well over 30 years.
Over 30 years at Westerly High School, teaching and working on productions at the school. And you have with you, and I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but it's a huge book with all the programs and playbills that you've been over the years. Tell us a few of those productions, maybe your first couple, and then some of the highlights, just briefly.
The first show I did was Oklahoma in 81. I thought it would be a good show to get the kids involved, the boys especially, because I know there's a lot of problems getting boys to be involved in production, so they can be cowboys, wear jeans, cowboy hats, and things like that. And that went over really well, very well. And then 20 years later, we revived it and did it again as an anniversary show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very close to my heart because it was the very first show I've done. One of the others that we spent a lot of time on and was a huge success was The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
We involved a lot of children from the elementary schools.
Both of those shows being written quite a while ago. I think Oklahoma debuted something in like 1942 or something like that. Very early musical.
Yes.
And Wizard of Oz, of course, claimed most of its fame from the movie in 1938. So this is the 75th anniversary, it was last year, of
yes.
The Wizard of
yes.
Oz. So it's some great things, and I know we have plenty to talk about. And Ben, when did you get involved with this?
There was a couple years of a hiatus in the mid 2000s, and in 2008 or 2009, he came back and started doing cabarets again. So I've been directing since then, but the first full musical that we started on again was 2011, which was Sweeney Todd.
Okay.
So in the last couple of years, I've directed Sweeney Todd, Les Mis, and then last year we did a retrospective of the 32 years of Theater Scrapbook.
Wow.
That I directed.
Excellent. And Godspell is coming up when?
Godspell runs at Westerly High School May 8th through the 11th, Thursday through Sunday, right in the auditorium.
Okay.
Thursday through Saturday, the performances start at 7. And Sunday, it starts at 2.
A 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday. We'll give you all that information as we go along again through the evening. But right now, we want to get to a piece of music, and then we'll find out more about the organization. Ben, this first one is, I know you brought a CD with you of your groups in the past doing different performances. What's the first one you have for us?
The first one is from the retrospective cabaret that we did last year. And it's from Godspell. It's We Beseech Thee. This is the second time Theater Scrapbook has done Godspell. It was also their second show in 1982. So this was the selection that we chose last year from it, and we thought it would be an appropriate way to start today.
music from Westerly High School, you probably say down in Westerly. Up here we say school, but for you guys, we'll
it's
say
cool.
school.
It's a regional thing.
It's a regional thing, right? Westerly High School, and sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and you're going to be presenting Godspell. Ben, tell us a little bit more about the cast of Godspell.
We have a cast of about 14 kids, which is a little larger than Godspell usually has. But we found a creative way to fit in the four extra people and not have them take away from the integrity of the show. Yeah.
Okay.
So they kind of act like an audience, like followers.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids are great. We have kids from 9th to 12th grade, and some of them, this is their first time doing anything like this. The middle school doesn't have like a chorus or a drama program in Westerly, so a lot of the kids, some of the kids come, you know, with no experience whatsoever, which is, you know, fun to kind of start from scratch with that. And then some of the kids have been doing it for years. A few of them come from the chorus of Westerly,
mm-hmm.
Which is great in town. They have a fantastic children's program that they've
right.
had for years.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the two male leads in our show are members of the chorus of Westerly. I know that the guy playing Jesus is actually really excited to go on tour with them in Europe, uh-huh. right after our show is over in the summer.
That's a great feeding ground for
yeah, it's great.
Absolutely. We have several veterans that have been with me for their 4 years that they've been in high school, and they've been in productions for all 4 years.
Right.
So it's wonderful to see the growth, the musical, theatrical, and just the maturity too.
Right. Well, it's a great tribute to you, Dave, to keep this program going all these years and to bring the music and the experience of theater to those students. And it's a wonderful thing you're doing. And I do want to get back to some of the other productions. We talked about Oklahoma, and we talked about a couple of the other shows that you've done over the years. When you're trying to put this together, do you find as a teacher or an advisor, whatever way you want to look at it, or a producer, do you find it hard to recruit kids? Is it easier now than it used to be? Or do you think it's the same as it was 30 years ago?
It's definitely not the same as it was 30 years ago. In some ways, it's more difficult because of the number of activities, the number of just the way kids are going these days with the number of sporting activities, working more, having after school jobs, whereas in the beginning, not many kids did that,
mm-hmm.
and being involved in many more clubs
right.
and more opportunities. And it goes in waves. We have, you know, certain years where we have an abundance of kids that come out, and then there are certain years where, you know, we don't. But we always worry that when we lose our seniors that we're going to be down with a small group. And sure enough, every year when we have auditions, we get all these budding stars that come out of the woodwork. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, where have you been? How come you haven't been with us? And that's a nice thing.
Well, that's a great thing. All right, let's get to another piece of music. And this is kind of going back in history and time and all the shows that you've taken some music from, that you have recordings from. What's this next one we're going to listen to?
Actually, this is one of the favorite shows that I've ever done. And in the beginning, I never thought we could pull this off. But this is from our version of Les Miserables,
wow.
which is back on Broadway right now. And this is the song On My Own.
All right, we'll listen to that.
Near now.
Dave, I'm going to ask you to introduce this next piece of music rather quickly so we can get it in before our break. What do you have for us?
Well, Mike, this is this selection comes from the show that we did when I came back and I started doing musicals again at Westerly after a hiatus time off. And I wanted to do something very challenging, something that was out of the box, that wasn't your typical, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein or...
Right. Not Oklahoma, not Music Man.
No, not one of the classics, actually.
Right.
So I ventured, and I took a risk, another risk, and we did Sweeney Todd.
Okay.
The high school version of it, which is very close to the original. It's just shortened.
All right, we'll listen to a piece of that and then be back with more of Westerly High School. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Dave DeAngelis and Ben Barber of Westerly High School, and we are talking about the upcoming performance of Godspell, which is going to be May 8th through the 11th, and we'll give you details about how to get information to support the Westerly High School Drama Department, and Scrapbook Productions, I believe, was the correct title. Is that correct?
Theater Scrapbook Company.
Theater Scrapbook Company. I'll get it straight after a while. I should have written it down.
That's okay.
You just heard from David answering that question, and now I'm going to go to Ben and ask. Ben, you're a little bit younger than Dave, I've noticed. I know it's a radio, so the audience can't see you, but I would venture to say you're under 50, right?
A little bit.
I'm probably under 40, right?
Well, yeah.
And probably under 30.
Yes.
And how close to 20?
closer to 30 now than 20.
Okay. All right.
26.
All right. And as we know, Dave has been producing the shows for over 30 years. So he's been producing shows longer than you've been alive.
Yes.
And so we asked how you got involved, and you've been there for a few years. Tell us what it's like to work with an icon in the theater, in high school theater like Dave.
Well, it's amazing. And when I was in high school, I was not very good friends with his son. But then when I wanted to start doing plays on my own, I figured I would go reach out and ask his son for help. Because he had grown up doing theater.
Mm-hmm.
And is extremely talented, also named Dave. We instantly became best friends and started our own production company. And Mr. DeAngelis was gracious enough to act for me the first time, basically one of the first times I ever met him. We did a community theater play of 12 Angry Men. And he was just acting in the production.
He was one of the angry men.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. juror number 9, because he was quite a bit older than the rest of us, who were way too young to be playing the roles. But he helped out, you know, giving me pointers when I needed it. And then became very, very close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And from 2005 to 2008, he took a small hiatus from doing shows at Westerly High School. Due to health reasons and things. And then in 2009, decided to come back. And by that time, we had become very close, and he asked me to help out. And then what I wanted to get to is the next two songs that we have coming for you are also songs from the cabaret that we did last year.
Uh-huh.
And the cabaret was we did Les Mis the year before.
Right.
And when you do Les Mis, it's kind of like, where do you go from here?
How can you top that?
Right. Exactly.
Right.
So instead of, I don't know, trying to figure out something even bigger, I don't know, what are we going to do? Miss Saigon and get a helicopter? I can't think of it. So we decided to do a retrospective of the 31 years prior.
Okay.
That he had been doing it. And it ended up being extremely special. Because as I said, the health problems, years earlier, Mr. DeAngelis needed I hope you don't mind me talking about this, needed a kidney for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's April 6th. So about a year ago this week, in the middle of the night, before he was getting up for school, he got a phone call that he had a donor. And, it ended up being, he ended up not being able to do the rest of the show, but that was obviously not even secondary.
Right.
So I took over for him for the rest of the time completely. And his son, stepped in, to do the music for us and conduct the show, and that was the first time in all of the 32 years that anyone else had conducted a show for the Theater Scrapbook Company. And it became very, very special, a very special show. And everybody was doing it for him. And do you want to say anything about that? Because that was really important to all of us.
It's a wonderful story. It's the kind of thing that books are made of and plays are made of. And you're living it.
Absolutely. It was just, it was a very emotional time for me, and of course a lot of the time I was focused on the kids at school. No matter what I was dealing with personally with my own health,
mm-hmm.
I was always had the kids in the back of my mind, the school in the back of my mind, my program, the show. What are we going to do? This has got to still happen for them. This can't stop just because I'm out. Mm-hmm. And Ben rallied and got everything, you know, he needed to in place. We kept in communication, you know, with texting and emailing and phone calls. And he pulled it off. And my son stepped in and did an awesome job conducting, because usually I'm the conductor of the orchestra. We usually have, in the past, had full orchestras, strings, the whole nine yards, at least 25 people performing. That's what makes, you know, it's. I want to give the kids the best possible professional experience that they can, they could get at a high school level. So
amazing.
It was a great tribute, not only the, you know, the theme and the way it was set up, which I knew about, but then to have it
come
turn
to fruition
out that way and have be able to be there to witness it was very, very special and very emotional.
Sounds like a special moment. Let's get to one of those pieces of music that you mentioned. What's the next one?
This is Somewhere Over the Rainbow from the aforementioned Wizard of Oz.
Very appropriate.
Tumble on the rain.
somewhere, Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz. And Ben, what do you have for us next?
During that retrospective, we did a lot over the years on off years, rebuilding years. There were cabarets, and the glue that held all of the musical reviews together was the song Cabaret, which ended the first act of every cabaret that he did for 31 years. So this is Cabaret from the musical Cabaret.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Come hear the music.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, sitting with Westerly High School's Dave DeAngelis and Ben Barber. Ben is the director of Godspell, and Dave is the artistic director of the theater department at the school. And Godspell is going to be opening on May 8th, running through the 11th. And if you want to do something good for your community, get out and support this program. We need more music in school. We need kids involved in these kinds of things. And over the 30-plus years, David has been doing his part to make sure that happens. Dave, how can people get more information?
They can come to the school if they have the ability to pick up tickets at the school. They can call 401-315-1610 or 932-8711 for ticket information. Or they can go to the website to get other information. You go to the Westerly Public Schools webpage, mm-hmm. and then go to the high school page itself, and it will have the information about times and
excellent,
et cetera. Tickets are $20 for adults and seniors, mm-hmm. and $10 for students and children.
Wow, $10, what a deal. $20, what a deal. See, for us that are used to going to Providence and the shows there, we're talking hundreds, and you can get a deal and see the show down in Westerly for $20. That is a great thing.
And it's live theater.
And it's live theater with live music, right?
Yes. Full band, smaller than most of the musicals I've done, but there will be live musicians up on stage, piano, bass, guitar, drums.
Excellent. And it's a wonderful thing. And Ben, we have a couple more pieces of music, and you said off air during the commercial break that this next one is going to be a little bit different quality than the last ones. Why would that be?
Well, all of the other music that we've played today has come from the old the live shows. Speaking about the musicians, mm-hmm. In the show Godspell, what's really fun about Godspell is that some of the kids in the show are going to be picking up instruments throughout. And adding a little bit of accompaniment where it's fitting. This is one of those songs. The girl that you just heard sing Cabaret, it plays guitar on this and sings the lead, and the girl that sang Over the Rainbow, both named Erica, and have both been with us since they were freshmen. They came in yesterday to my studio to record this with myself and Mr. DeAngelis' son. So this is by my side, and it's a little better quality.
All right, excellent. So we have Erica and Erica.
Both from the cast of this current production.
Here we go.
There shall be carried
beautiful voices in that last recording. And Dave, it's a privilege to finally meet you and have you here in the studio with us, and an opportunity to thank you on behalf of all of Westerly and the larger community for all you've done over the years for the theater department and productions in general. I'm sure it's been rewarding for you, but rewarding for a lot more people too by your effort. So thank you for that. And I know, though, as a man that's produced many shows on my own, that it takes more than just myself. And I'm sure you have that same situation, right?
Absolutely. When I started, I thought I was going to take on the whole world and I was going to do every aspect of the show myself. And I'm not that young anymore as when I started. And through the years, I sought out help from different parents, parents of cast members who had certain talents that they could offer. And we got them involved. And then recently, I've incorporated my son's friend, Ben. And this year, the musical director is my daughter, who's got a music background. She has a degree in music. She just received her degree. We have another former student, Allie Wooded, who is helping out Ben as assistant director, and a girl that I directed when I helped out at Charahoe, Allie Collins, who is doing the choreography, and she went on to major in dance, so she has a dance degree.
Wow.
And Gary Elliott, who's been a close friend of mine for, I can't remember how many years now, who's also a music educator, he's the accompanist for us.
It's quite a crew and quite a long list of accomplishments by that crew. So it sounds like it's a good thing going down there in Westerly. And Ben, thank you for coming in and being part of the program.
Thank you for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
Appreciate it. And we'll have to have you both back again. And let's not be a stranger. And next time there's another production, come on in and we'll get it out on the air and let everybody know about it. So once again, that's Godspell, going to be at Westerly High School, May 8th through the 11th. So check out the website or call the phone numbers that we mentioned and get yourself down there to support this wonderful group that's going to be presenting this production. Ben, we have one more piece of music to go out with. Tell us about this.
This is the finale of Les Miserables.
All right. Good way to end it. Thank you both. Thanks, David.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
And thank all of you for listening to Conducting Conversations. We'll see you next week.
This page, I write my last confession. Read it well when I at last am sleeping. It's the story of those who always loved you. Your mother gave her life for you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.